Welcome to Union City Radio for Saturday, April 25th. This is Chris Garlock with the latest labor news, updates, and history from the Metro Washington Labor Council. Local nurses got some good news this week. On April 21st, Masks for America donated N95 masks to United Medical Center and Howard University Hospital, reports DC Nurses Association Executive Director Ed Smith. DCNA also received approximately 100 face shields for our nurses working at United Medical Center from DC Mutual Aid, said Smith, who told me that the equipment is essential for the nurses as they work to save lives and limit the spread of the virus. Masks for America is trying to raise $250,000 to buy 2 million masks, and as of yesterday, had passed the $150,000 mark. We've got a link on our website at dclabor.org, or you can just search for Masks, the number 4, America. In today's labor history, on this date in 1886, the New York Times declared the struggle for an 8-hour workday to be un-American and called public demonstrations for shorter hours, quote, labor disturbances brought about by foreigners, unquote. Other publications declared that the 8-hour workday would bring about, quote, loafing and gambling, rioting, debauchery, and drunkenness. Today's labor quote is by Congresswoman Nydia Velazquez, a COVID-19 survivor, who said of the Masks for America effort, they are doing what the federal government is supposed to be doing, providing the resources and the equipment to protect you. Union City Radio is supported by our friends at Union Plus. Because of the coronavirus pandemic, many families are being hit with increased financial burdens. For those struggling with their credit, the Union Plus credit counseling program is still operating online and over the phone. Visit unionplus.org/credit counseling to find out more.
This has been Chris Garlock. See you on the line.
Because the union. Yeah, the union will make us strong.
It will make us strong.